informal discussions with a Jan Suchin in Thailand, August 2017, recorded and edited by Jonathan and Sarah. Speakers include Thum, Ian, Alan, Sarah and Nina.
And to more kusala, so that no time for a kusala to rise as often as before.
Yes. So kusala will condition more kusala to arise.
Panya condition. Panya. It leads to all kinds of kusala.
Kusala also supports panya, support wisdom.
Or it's conditioned, unknown conditioned, even right now, see. So we learn to understand whatever appears, the most important thing. Because it appears so very, very fast and then gone. It seems it's there. No one here. Yeah. Thinking after seeing is so great, but the seeing itself just brings about everything in life. At moment of hearing, without hearing, there's a world of science or whatever you think. But as there is hearing, the idea of what is heard brings about many, many things in the whole world in one's life. So the source of each moment from moment to moment is 6 hours. The eye cannot hear, it's the world of sight. And the ear cannot see, different ones. Who make it? No one. But conditions are there. That's why even whatever appears must be conditioned. But no one understands the conditions for its arising differently. All the time, that is each moment in life. Only a moment. Life exists only in a moment, and that moment is not known until there are some words which can condition understanding little by little. No matter what in life, what we say, sati or panya or calmness or whatever, what's the truth of it? Only different realities, that which can experience, and that which cannot experience. Who can change? No one, beyond control. Not at anyone's control at all. And life moves on so quickly, doesn't get any space for understanding what's there at all. Just move on all the time.
Yes.
Yeah.
So true. Mm-hmm.
Anytime there is the question about whatever, it's there. Understanding can see what it is. Otherwise, all questions cannot be solved. Because it's only idea about everything. But when there is the understanding of whatever is there, it solves itself. Because right understanding is there. When there's no understanding, it brings about problems. Because of not understanding, no matter it's politics or whatever in life, family problem or whatever, because there's no understanding of that reality, which is that just for a moment, but the idea of self takes it for everything so great, so big, but that is just a moment. A moment of seeing, a moment of sadness, a moment of pleasantness, a moment of everything. Where was yesterday? Where is yesterday? Not anymore. And today, now, will be yesterday of tomorrow. No one here at all. Tomorrow. It's just now. So actually, no one can stop conditions for the world to arise because it's the world of seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, and thinking, only 6 worlds. Did you have a dream last night?
No.
You?
I don't have a dream, but when I was sitting, when I went back after the discussion, because my eyes hurt. So after reading a bit, so I just sit on bed and close my eyes, and all this image passed by. I was telling Sarah this morning.
There are many things in a dream, but as soon as one wakes up, nothing. Yeah. So yesterday just is like a dream, was a dream for today, and today will be a dream for tomorrow. Just like that all the time until we leave this world with ignorance or understanding of the world. So for me, I think that the most valuable moment, precious moment, is moment of understanding. Because when there's no understanding, there are all ignorance. The truth now, no matter what, is hidden, like that which experiences. Who knows? Without it, there's no world, no thing appear at all. But who conditioned it? No one at all. Because actually they are conditioned by different conditions. That's why we learn to understand even a moment of seeing. There must be the eye base, there must be the object which can impinge on it, which condition moment of seeing by karma. The right one, when the object is pleasant, is the result of wholesome karma. When the object is unpleasant, it's a function of unwholesome karma. No one arranged that at all. No one can manage anything to arise. All done by conditions. Very complicated. But right understanding can begin to understand each one. And then it's solved. What is life? What is this moment? Why does one think like this? Why everyone was born different, and some are snake and cat, but seeing cannot be snake, seeing cannot be cat. Seeing sees at all, no matter in what world, this world or other world or wherever, and the water, diving, seeing sees, no one can change. And it's gone all the time, unknowing all the time. The flux of the way it is, rising and falling away. Can you have anything? It's gone. It's gone. No one can have anything at all. But it seems like one, there's so many belonging, but actually it's there. It cannot belong to anyone at all. Is conditioned to arise, see, differently. And this is also conditioned to arise. So it doesn't belong to anyone. Do you own anything?
If there's no self, how can you own anything?
And the truth is the truth anywhere, anytime. So the idea of going somewhere, what for? What for? See, no understanding. One just follow what is told without any understanding at all. It's like hypnotizing to be told to do. But ignorance is there. Follow immediately. But right understanding, begin to consider why and what for. Can this moment be known? If it cannot be known, what else can be object of understanding when it hasn't arisen yet? And try to have it. What for? Try to have what? If it's right understanding of what? See, there must be ignorance when there's no understanding of wherever you are. But right understanding can be at any moment. No matter where you are, morning or night, at any time, it's there. So just think about the understanding of whatever is now, instead of trying to develop or have it, but for what? Understanding what? Even understanding should be known as understanding what? And now they're seeing, so it's the understanding seeing which is real. Because no one have any thought about it before, that it should be object of understanding. Whatever appears should be object of understanding. Otherwise there is ignorance. So is there ignorance now? Ignorance of what? Is there any understanding now? Understanding of what? See? So truth. So true to every one who can hear and think and consider whether what is said is true or not, is benefit or not, is from good friend or not, who have one to have understanding, the most gift, the best gift in life. But if you follow the pattern, what for? No understanding at all. To me, it is useless. Only the words, the right words. That's why the Buddha taught for 45 years. Because the ignorance is so great, so much, it has been accumulated from eons and eons and eons, uncountable life. And thinking about the Buddha himself, the enlightened one, how long that he had to develop parami, all good deeds, to letting go even from thinking about whatever is there, as is it worthwhile clinging. It's gone all the time. It seems like it's ours when we are alive, but after death, even this, it doesn't belong to anyone. It's only the condition for citta to arise, because citta, the experiencing, does not arise outside of this. So this is the point where citta arises and falls away, the whole body. The eye base are here, and the ear base, and the nose, and the tongue, and the body all over the world, all over the body. At moment of hardness appearing, nothing is there. From moment to moment, beginning to understand that actually, without the understanding of the nature of that which is conditioned to arise and fall away, all the time, it's impossible to letting go the idea of self. It's only thinking and trying, not to understanding it, but to think that it can bring about understanding of no unwholesomeness, no ignorance, but actually only understanding itself performs the function of eliminating ignorance. Nothing can eliminate ignorance until it's completely eradicated.
Like Buddha. The moment of understanding or realizing the reality, that ignorance is not there.
Only that moment.
That particular moment.
It's a function of understanding. Where's the light? There's no darkness. So, panya is the light. At that moment, there's no ignorance, darkness. Little by little. The words for thought.
Can I have a quick summary or one-line summary of my understanding just to make sure I can take something away? The most important thing upon your teaching is understanding the reality. And it can only be through six sense door, which is six world you're talking about. And even that is all by conditioned, right? And that's it.
See, this is the only way to
But what does the studying come into? Because condition, you said you can't sort of make up this condition, right? So, but studying, how does it fit into this?
So the studying is now. It's the understanding right at this very moment. That is what is meant by studying. So studying is not just collecting book knowledge. It's at this very moment.
Because books, sutras, things, so that's those things. I get that part of it, but I just want to try to fit in the puzzle.
Yeah, it's a reality. So many factors.
Yes.
And effort is a reality. It is conditioned to arise. So,
get it.
Yeah, so so many factors of citta now.
Each one.
But sanya keeps on remembering that it's always there, like that picture, see? that photo. It's not me, it's something there. Different color.
So Sanya is important to, Sanya keeps this idea of self alive in a way.
That's why Sanya alone is one khanda.
Without Sanya, we wouldn't have this perpetual idea of someone or self.
It's quite...
That Sanya accumulates all the time, I have to suddenly remember or recognize. So we could think of two reasons why Sanya is Khanda of its own. One is because of the greater importance of Sanya, and one is because it doesn't condition the mental factors.
Itself is not the Sankhara Khanda, but since it's remembered, it conditioned the Sankhara Khanda.
But
Sankhara Khanda, but it's not Sankhara Khanda itself. By way of Pakatu Panisya only. Yeah.
Right. Condition the other mental factors by sahajata, but they don't condition the other mental factors in the way that Anya Lobo has to.
But you see that each one has fallen away all the time, but its function is just to feel or to remember for these two. But Panya and Avisha and everything influence the other moment.
Well, we can say Panya's only function is to understand that it influences the
next Sanya, Panya.
The next Sanya. Can we not say that Sanya influences the next Sanya?
Just remember.
So what do you mean by the accumulate? So you listen to the teachings, Sanya remembers the teachings. So
remember each moment.
So therefore there are more conditions for remembering later on, but in that it accumulates in that way.
What about the right understanding or wrong understanding in other jetasikas? Not like Sankhara Khanda, not like other Chetasikas. As much as it can do, it's only remember.
So can we say that it does accumulate?
Accumulate what?
Accumulate that.
I think that it can be conditioned, which is Pakatupanisya, that's all. Otherwise, it's not different from other jetasikas.
So when you're talking about accumulating, what are you talking about?
50 jetasikas. Sankhara Khanda. As soon as the citta has fallen away, it conditions the next one, that's all. Yeah. That's the difference between citta and chetasikas.
And what are the vipalasas? They're rooted in Sanya. The version of Sanya. So what's the perversion of Sanya?
And what you were saying about the reason that only two Vawangas are given before the nine door is because usually, of course, it will be countless. But in that special case of the...
To see what arise before the Manodavara, Vachanachittas.
Yes. And in the case when the Buddha performed the twin miracles, just two special case, otherwise it's countless, but it's just the name of the last two.
And thinking about the Buddhas, Jittas and Chetasika, it's beyond imagination, because as soon as he finished or just paused, that he has Jhana Citta in between. Yeah. And this is Buddhanusati, at moment of understanding. So it cannot be without understanding, just to recite Buddhanusati. It's not sati. That's why the Samatha Bhavana needs Panya as well.
Why it has nothing to do with a statue or something?
No, not at all. That is not Buddha. That is not his flesh. Because it takes quite a long, long time from having confidence in whatever is real. That's all. No word about it, but the way in one's life, the way we are, keep on listening, understanding.
I find it very interesting. It's just naturally interesting now to read and to consider and to listen to the tapes. So I listen to the tapes a lot, but that's what I want to do. I find it very interesting to listen, much more so than maybe even 20, 30 years ago. So it's become a habit.
By conditions. Habitual.
Yeah, and it's interesting to do. Yeah. And impressive. Mm-hmm. I think it's so impressive.
Yeah.
When I go back to the actual suttas, I understand the better because of the tapes. So I find that. So it's good to go back and then to go. Yeah.
Same thing, same word, same story.
Word, but
yeah.
Have a little bit more.
Yeah. All about right now, dhammas,
yes.
Until it's opened up. As citta chetasika rupa all the time, covered up by concept and nimitta. And nimitta is more than just we think that this is kunina and table and things.
More than that.
Because it's nimitta of all five khandhas. So, because the actual moment of seeing cannot be known. Because the process.
Yes.
So what Buddha said must be true, that it has to follow one another. So the mind or process is another doorway to understanding it. Mm. Not the series or the process itself. Because when the citta before seeing arises, like Panchatvara Vachana or Chakkutvara Vachana, nothing can follow except the Chakkuvijnana. And after that has fallen away, nothing can follow except Sampaditana. So it's not the right understanding can get through that.
No.
It has to be the other process. But still, that the rapidity of the succession is so very rapid that it can be object of understanding. But it is still limited. So this is the nimitta of all the five khandhas, but the nimitta of just one khandha at a time. Before there can be the gradual elimination of wrong understanding, until it's absolutely eradicated, no more in samsara. Because it has to be the very strong Panya, which can directly experience that which hasn't happened before, to be known.
Yeah.
That's why another word for it is apisamaya.
Apisamaya.
Apisamaya in Thai.
Right.
Api is greatest, highest, the most noble thing is the moment of enlightenment. And as indriya, it is ananya tanyasa sami tindriyasi, that which hasn't been known before. Yeah. So with understanding which has been accumulated, there is more and more understanding what is there in the Sutta or Abhidhamma and Vinaya.
Yes, it grows in its depth.
Yeah. Clearer and clearer. But it's still the intellectual understanding. Only when awareness arises, it's the moment of the development of understanding reality, the patipatti. And it has to be so natural, and one can see lobha, attachment, or wrong understanding is there. When it arises,
but it becomes easier. The path becomes easier as time goes on because that wanting, that trying goes little by little. That we realize that it's not the right path, so it's more relaxing.
Yeah, that's the way the wrong view is eradicated.
Yes.
Completely. From moment to moment of understanding.
Even the trying to work out how it would be is actually kind of lobha. It's not understanding now.
So no, it has to be spontaneous.
Right understanding is that it's that's it. That is wrong understanding.
Yeah.
The idea of self.
So if we're thinking how can I, that's already wrong.
Mm-hmm. How will it be? How can I?
So panya, letting go that little by little wrong understanding.
And it seems to become finer and finer because it's more subtle.
That's why there are three stages of Kantiyana. Kanti is patience to listen, see, to develop understanding, to consider whatever is heard. But when it's Vipassana Yana, another level of Kanti, great patience, and what is the first, and what is the middle one, and what is the highest one. Kantiyana.
Whatever is conditioned at this moment to understand it clearly, just as it is.
But we're very lucky in the sense that most hobbies we have, you can only do at a certain time. But this particular interest is at any time. There's never an opportunity not to be aware. So it can be any time.
We cannot see the patience right now. So it has to be the moment of Vipassana, which can see, because the sammasnayana from sammasnayana to uttayapayayana, it is the kanti, the begin kantiyana, kanti and yana. See, even so, it needs quite a great patience
and great understanding.
And that is only the first stage, and the higher one is the middle one, from uttayapayayana to the Sankharupeka Yana, and the highest one is from that moment on to enlightenment, all the way of patience by conditions. Otherwise, that which has been accumulated from eons and eons and sankhara cannot be completely, absolutely eradicated, never to arise again.
And for the Sotapanna, that still goes on. For the Sotapanna, that patience still goes on.
Panya knows truly what hasn't been eradicated yet.
Yes.
Because it's the object of understanding.
Yes.
To see that it's not self, only that. Yeah. But there are conditions for whatever to arise.
Yeah.
Because it hasn't been eradicated yet. We sat for 2 hours, so now we stand. But some words are very reminding terms, like nothing, you see. Actually, there's nothing if there's no reality arising at all.
No.
Because it arises and falls out instantly, from nothing to nothing, very fast.
Yes, I haven't really heard you say that before, so that's quite something. You're emphasizing this trip, or that for me it's being emphasized, this idea, nothing at all, something, then nothing.
So we can understand the meaning of sunyata, the same as anatta.
Empty of self.
Empty of self, void of self, just a reality.
Arising and falling away and no more at all.
That's a big, I've said that before, but that's a big change.
That it's kept from moment to moment until it's there. Arising and falling away, no more.
No more.
Nothing. So each moment is nothing except that which has arisen and fallen away.
The understanding is a great change from the ignorance of not knowing, but the understanding develops very gradually.
Yes,
so it's not
yes.
like suddenly from no understanding to great
no,
understanding.
No, it's
so
it's getting
developed.
Used to that idea. That's why that idea of the world, when we think about no teeth, I think that's very useful, the idea that if taste arrives, that's a world.
And nothing can be known.
Nothing can be known.
Because from nothing there's
a
the
reality.
Arising, see, of a reality. From nothing.
From nothing. Mm-hmm. And it really does take patience.
Yeah.
But presumably the person or the Sotapanna understands conditions for that arising. It's not just from nothing arises something, but there would be a previous reality which gives rise to that new reality. It understands conditions.
But before there is seeing, there is nothing. Before there is hardness, there is nothing. That's why the arising of a reality can be known. Otherwise, it cannot be known. There must be nothing. So at that moment, nothing means that there is citta, the experiencing, nothing. And the other moment, or we don't count, something arise, see, from nothing.
From conditions.
Is this idea of not from nothing there's something is a reference from bhavanga to sense door? So
and
nothing
minor.
There actually means bhavanga, no sense
no
to it.
No object appearing and then object appearing.
But then sati has to arise immediately at that moment, or just shortly after that moment, to realize, to be aware
yes.
of that moment.
Yes, that means very high level of panya.
Otherwise it's unknown.
Yeah.
But it can be known.
So what will it happen? When it's there. Object.
When it's all the object, from nothing to something to nothing.
Yeah, everything, every word mm-hmm. proves that they are vajja satta, the words of truth.
And like, presumably the same as waking up from sleep, because from nothing,
right.
from thinking comes seeing.
Yeah, but usually from awakening up to experience something with the idea of no understanding the truth.
Yeah.
But at that moment, it's the understanding of the truth. That's why it's another word for understanding is awakening from being asleep.
Okay.
Not understanding the truth of whatever appears at all, to understand, waking up. And the Buddha himself is the awakened one.
And there must have been so many great people
yeah.
at that time.
So it's like a dream. Even we know that it's not like a dream, but it's a dream of ignorance. Not understanding the truth which pass on all the time, just arise and falls away all the time. And it's now covered up. It's so very thick and very heavy, very difficult to open it up. But panya can, only panya, right understanding.
Out of, like the lotus, growing out of the mud of ignorance.
And this is the virya rampakata. You know the word in Pali?
Virya, the energy.
Yeah, and then aramba.
I don't know that.
That is another name for the virya.
Beginning. Begin again and again. And kata is the words. Of virya, to begin again and again and again. Virya rampakata. Not I, but the virya itself.
It seems to me also, there's another aspect, is there's no alternative. It's not as if there's an alternative to understanding. It's not as if we have a choice, because the more we understand, the more we see there's no alternative. It has to be this moment. because the otherwise it's attachment just going us away.
That's why there can be detachment from clinging to the past and the future. It's gone, see.
Yes.
When there is the idea, there's nothing at all, because all gone. It brings about no self, no thing that can do anything. Each moment, each reality is now gone.
The akusala virya, patience.
Parami. Virya parami, with understanding. It's there at any moment of understanding. Not virya to do, not virya to try, but it's there already. So that which is there is always unknown until Buddha enlightened, and each of his words opened up to understand that which is now unknown, to be known. That's will condition moment of direct understanding, direct awareness. Because now it's not direct.
The reality of patience. The reality of patience.
Sika.
Aspects.
Understanding this satyayana.
Since they are both in the 10 parami, so there must be different aspects of virya, when it's patience and when it's virya.
Energy.
Panya arises and develops among kilesa, unwholesomeness, after seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching. So, not easy.
And just one question about nimitta, because we know many visible objects are seen, and it's a nimitta not of one, but countless, the image of countless visible objects. But each visible object is that's seen is not the same. So even though each one is visible object, the characteristic of each one is not the same. So when it's the nimitta of visible object, it's the nimitta of visible object in general, but actually because each one is different, how can it be the...
It's a rapidity.
It's just the rapidity, even though each one is different.
It has its own characteristic, but the rapidity of the arising and...
Even though it is the rapidity of visible object, the sign which we say is like when there's direct understanding of reality, it's like a perfect replica of the reality of the visible object itself. But what about the point that each visible object is not the same? So it's rapidity of
because
different...
it arises objects. And falls away, so it cannot be the same, the old one and
no,
the next one.
No, it cannot
one.
Be the same. Yeah. So it's the image, actually, of the rapidity of different visible
it's
objects.
Like putting different colour in a bowl.
Oh, and the
yeah.
image of that yeah. of that sign of the different ones, yes. Thank you.
Say that although each visible object is different, but they are all visible objects, and for mm-hmm. that, there's something of the visible object.
Yes, but it's more than that, because like the you put one lot of visible objects in a bowl, it's different from another lot of visible by shape and form and color. Yes, but each visible object seen is different from each other visible object.
And you know what's behind this?
I know, yeah. Trying to work out the story, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Very difficult to know.
Yeah. But
because it will lead to many directions.
Yeah, but I think that's helpful to when we mention about different colours put in the pole and it's the image of that visible object.
So very difficult.
Very subtle.
To know that it's there.
Yes.
Yeah, because without the elimination of it, realities are hidden again and again.
Yes.
The world is not like the world today or this moment. Yeah. the world is just a reality.
Usually there's always forgetting just what appears, and that's it.